Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I have to tell you that I've never seen Skype being so uncooperative as it is in putting together this episode of the Paracast. Now, to refresh the memories of our listeners, or my memory too, we had scheduled a David Perkins Roundtable for our October 8th show, and the guest lineup was to include Chris O'Brien, Greg Bishop, David Marler, and George Wingfield. Guess what? We got the others connected. We couldn't get George to connect. So finally, we decided to have him on separately. Okay, all well and good. So we've got the connection tested already. We tested it just the other day, George and I, to make sure that we can communicate properly on Skype, and everything worked beautifully. Then today, we're ready to do the show, and nothing worked. Skype wouldn't let us create a conversation for 20 minutes.
I don't know why this is. I really don't. This is a British iPad.
Well, that shouldn't make a difference. We talk to people from Great Britain all the time. I mean, the other week we had Philip Mantle from the UK, and of course, Irina Scott from the US, and Tim and I. Weirdness. Anyway, we're ready to go, and we'll have George tell us his remembrances of his friendship with David Perkins in just a moment. I want to just kind of catch up on a couple of things. So first of all, on our October 15th, 2023 episode, we featured Christopher Harmon. Now, Christopher is a MUFON star team member, being therefore a senior investigator, but he also claimed to have psychic abilities and remote viewing abilities. So we gave Mr. Harmon a chance to do remote viewing of my environment and Tim's environment. Timmy kind of got okay. Mine, he was totally wrong in many major respects. He had it right that it was in a room. He described the room incorrectly. Multiple screens, I have just one. Multiple light settings, I have just one, etc., etc. It's like he was looking at a different office. We then had him do a psychic reading of us. And with Tim, I guess he did okay. With me, the basics were pretty well on track, but nothing that requires psychic abilities to understand. Then he added three elements that I thought at the time might have significance, but I've kind of rethought them. Number one, that I had a close relationship with my grandfather, but was actually trying to have one. That I owned a luxury car in the 1980s, which is true, but doesn't take any great shakes to expect that. And three, that I had a thin mustache at one time. And I thought, how would he know that? And then I realized, much later, that there are photos of me from the 70s and 80s, probably with a mustache. And therefore, if he did a little bit of research before doing the show, he'd know that. So far, remote viewing, not so good. The psychic abilities, nothing special. And then he promised to do a healing of me and Barbara. He said he would do a psychic healing from where he is to where I am in Arizona. And I specified a couple of things, a couple of conditions I had, lower back pain and stiff legs, which at my age is not uncommon. At that, my wife had some visual issues. And he did this first right after the show, then again on October 27th, and said I should see some results in a few days. We're doing this show on November 8th for broadcast on the 12th of November. Okay? All right? So, what happened? Nothing. I don't feel any better. Barbara's eyesight has not improved. I wrote him asking if he had any further information to offer us. Haven't heard back yet. But this kind of gets to my frustration, folks. Over the years of the PowerCast, I've said we are willing to be fair to a psychic and see if they can demonstrate their abilities on the show. And we haven't really had much luck. We've had a couple of other people try. Haven't had much luck yet. Tim, do you know any psychics who we could see if they'd come on the PowerCast?
Not offhand. I'd have to think about that a bit. It's not like that's a crowd that I tend to run with, and I definitely avoid the whole, you know, 1-800 call psychic bunch.
But yeah, we tried one of those organizations that advertises on the radio with a lot of money, a big budget, and they guarantee the results. And Tim contacted them at least once, more than once, probably.
Mm-hmm.
To see if they could send a psychic to our way and if we could test their abilities. Crickets. Or maybe they're psychic crickets, that's it. George, do you know anybody psychic abilities who'd like to give us a try?
Well, I can't say I do. I have in the past come across a few psychics and never been terribly impressed by what they told me. You know, they usually talked a lot, and they could remote you, and there's nothing very convincing.
Well, there you go, folks. I guess we'll have to think of some other way. But if you think you have psychic abilities, we're not judging you. Just come to the PowerCast, and we will see if we can get some results. Okay. I want to bring up another thing, and this is something that George would want to get into. I sent a copy of an article about the current Pentagon UFO investigation project, okay? This is the AARO, as opposed to the APRO, which was a UFO organization from some time back. And the guy in charge since 2022 is a guy named Sean Kirkpatrick, a physicist. Well, guess what? He's leaving. He said, "I have accomplished everything I said I was going to do." What did he do? Okay, well, he has the website. Maybe he's organized it behind the scenes. But do you guys think he's accomplished anything, George?
I don't know. I haven't been following this one, but I'm interested, certainly, if you've got anything new on this.
Only thing is that he said that David Grush, this guy who claims to be a whistleblower, to have information about reverse engineering alien craft that we have had, alien spacecraft, he has not produced any evidence of that. And Kirkpatrick said that they invited him on a number of occasions, I think 8, to come on over and prove that he really has the information he claims to have about reverse engineering and the existence of crashed spaceships. Crickets. So, you know, David Grush is going to have to explain himself. Maybe he thinks they're going to pull a fast one on him, which is fine. He could say that, but say that. So that's where we go. Tim, anything on your end?
Well, I've been hearing, in fact, that there was some kind of accusations of impropriety on Kirkpatrick's part, and that he was basically asked to step down. But now that I'm saying this, the details, I'm going to have to look up and see if I can flesh that out a little bit more later. But I get the impression that he's not leaving voluntarily.
Let's talk about that and other things As we progress with George Wingfield, Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz, you are in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, obviously, when somebody is let go, I think for various reasons, they often will try to soft pedal the reasons. Well, he left on his own accord, or he left and we're sad to see him go, that kind of thing. Politically correct, if you understand. You don't want to say we fired the guy because he didn't do his job. so I don't know if we'll ever know. Tim, are there any rumors about what might have happened? Assuming, of course, that we accept the fact that rumors are rumors.
Yeah, well, I mean, it may have had to do with the whole David Grush fiasco. The article that you said, I mean, it says right here, is that Kirkpatrick himself made headlines this summer when he fired back at a whistleblower's elusive claim that the government is covering up decades-long program to reverse engineer alien craft. AARO has not uncovered any evidence to support the claim, Kirkpatrick said at the time, calling the comments insulting. I've heard that there were some politicians who are part of the congressional group were themselves insulted that Kirkpatrick wasn't opening his arms and just, you know, welcoming Mr. Grush in, saying, you know, please come in and tell us all of your profound information, which I have to compliment Mr. Kirkpatrick for not falling into that crowd, because as we well know from UFO history, when somebody comes with extraordinary claims like Mr. Grush, most of the time, all of the time actually, they don't have the information to back it up, you know, the proper vetted information to back it up. And, I mean, look how long now it's been since David has come forward with this. And it's just kind of, I haven't heard anything from him, you know.
But was Mr. Grush talking about Bob Lazar, possibly? Because, as we all know, Bob Lazar made all these extraordinary claims about back engineering alien craft in Area 51. And Bob Lazar he's somewhere around. He's certainly still in the land of the living, as far as I know. Not that I ever met him.
Yes, he's actually in Michigan now, where he runs a little supply company for physicists and the like.
Now, I understand, well, Tim, you tried to get him on the show at one time or twice.
Oh, a number of times, yes.
Okay, a number of times. I amend that.
No success. No success at all. No replies. I actually, you know, before I started doing the Paracast, I actually got replies from him when he had an invention that basically turned hydrogen into a car fuel. That he said that if it was mass produced, it would revolutionize. So I mean, I did an article for a magazine on that. I talked to him then, but after that, he's never replied to anything that I've sent him.
George, have you ever had any contact with Bob Lazar?
Not directly, but I did get a visit. I went to visit John Lear in Las Vegas. I think this must have been 30 years ago. And I had a long session talking to Lear, and he was telling me about Bob Lazar and about how Lazar had arrived at his house in Vegas one night with a small triangle of element 115. Which, as we all know, is the power behind flying saucers. Did I tell you this story?
We all know that. How?
You know this? I thought I posted this story of my visit to
you
John
probably,
Lear.
You probably have. Well, you possibly we have. I just don't recall it offhand. Just for the sake of our listeners, could you mention it?
Okay, well, this was in 1993, and I'd never met John Lear before. I'd arranged to go and see him, and he received me at his house, and one of the first things he started talking about was Bob Lazar, who had very recently been making these extraordinary claims on Las Vegas TV, I think KLAS. the fact that he'd been back engineering flying saucers captured by the U.S. government at Area 51, or in fact at what he said was Area S4 within Area 51. And Leah told me that one night, I think this meant to have happened about 2 years before I visited him, Lazar had arrived at his house with a box, and he said, "You'll never guess what I've got here." It's he opened the box and he took out a small triangle of a sort of dull orangey metal, which for its size seemed extraordinarily heavy. And then Lazar told him, he said, "This has been extracted from a captured flying saucer in Area 51, and it's element 115, which is the power behind, motive power used to drive the UFOs, the flying saucers." This was, of course, a complete fiction, fantasy. And I said, "Well, whatever happened to it? Have you still got this?" And he said, "We had it in the safe, and when we finished talking that night, it was locked away in the safe, but in the morning it was gone." And I said, "Well, who took it?" And Liz said, "Well, it was either the U.S. government, men in black, or it was possibly the aliens who'd come to collect it back themselves." We can all laugh about that now, but at the time, that just sounded too amazing for words. And I think back in 1993, a lot of us really thought that the aliens had got all this stuff going, and we should listen very carefully to people like Lazar and even listen to Leah. But I don't think that way anymore now.
I would point out, by the way, that KLAS-TV in Las Vegas, that's where George Knapp works. And Knapp has made positive comments about Lazar, vouching for him. At one time, I haven't talked to Knapp in several years, except briefly in connection with a possible appearance on the Paracast. So I don't know what he thinks about it now. I'd surely like to check it out. But with Lazar, well, he won't come on the show, won't give us a chance to ask him the hard questions, so we kind of have to leave that in abeyance. We've got a lot more to come from George, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Israeli forces are advancing further into Gaza amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Local health authorities in Gaza report intense bombing and the presence of military vehicles in close proximity to hospitals. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel has stated that his country does not aim to govern Gaza once the war concludes. Holiday spending is expected to reach record levels this year, with the National Retail Federation projecting November and December sales to reach $960 billion or more. The NRF credits this to the strong financial position of most American households, forecasting a growth rate of 3 to 4% compared to 2022. This aligns with the pre-pandemic average annual increase of 3.6%. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is $220 million, and you have until drawing time of 10:59 p.m. to play your lucky numbers. Good luck. Skip Kelly, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, George Wingfield, let's get to the point we wanted to bring you on for during the previous show, where we couldn't connect with you on Skype either, and that is David Perkins. Tell us about how you worked with him and remember him.
I think in the mid-90s, and I met him at the Eureka Springs, that is the Ozark UFO Conference, which is held every April in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And they had a sort of hospitality bar called the Lone Star Bar. And that was where all of us got together and talked and talked and talked. And Izzy was always there. Also Gary Massey, who was one of Izzy's co-researchers into the mutilation thing. And Chris O'Brien was often there. And let me see. From that time, I have had endless correspondence with Izzy on crop circle and mutilation matters, besides other UFO matters. And I wrote a long thing about my take on the cattle mutilations. I think it's about 10 years ago, I can't remember, which I think is I put up on the Paracast. If you don't know about that one, I will renew it, but I did send it to the Paracast at one time, or I posted it there. The item which I posted to the Paracast was titled Cattle Mutilations, Predator Kills Plus or Minus the Vulture Factor. And I sent this article to Izzy, and we debated it frequently. And I said, I pointed out when I posted this article that I'd also had the book by Linda Howe, Linda Moulton Howe, An Alien Harvest. I've got it in my hand right now, this book. And I said, there are certain things in that book about cattle mutilations which Linda has got entirely wrong or else has ignored. And Izzy suddenly agreed with me. He said, you know, Linda, well, he implied Linda is quite over the top with her explanation for the cattle mutilations as being something done by the aliens who use lasers and other high-tech devices to take samples from the cattle and to mutilate them. And one of the things I said was that Linda's book certainly makes the assumption that whatever mutilated these wretched cattle also killed them. I said that is simply not true in the vast majority of the cases. There are scavengers, birds very often, who come along immediately. They find a cadaver, a dead body of cow or even a deer or whatever, and they mutilate it and they go for the soft tissue and they make very typical mutilations on the animal. But it's not these scavengers who mutilated necessarily who've killed the animal. The animal has probably been killed by natural causes or could have been struck by lightning or all sorts of things. It might have had a collision when there was a stampede. There are all sorts of different causes, quite apart from the fact that some of these animals are probably being shot by people trying out their rifles, or even military people who want to test their weapons when flying in helicopters out in the wilds, out in the middle of the range. All sorts of different causes for what actually killed the beast, whereas the mutilations usually come later. And Izzy was very much in agreement with what I was saying. He said, well, we've only got three possibilities, according to most of the researchers, like Linda, and these are either it's the aliens are doing this, or else there's a group of Satanists who are attacking these unfortunate beasts for some devilish ceremony or ritual, or else it's the military. Now, and I kept saying to him, well, why do you think it could be the military? And he would say, well, there are many cases where the mutilated cow has been seen to have a helicopter fly by or land nearby and then leave. And it's hard not to associate two things. Okay, well, I don't know how many cases there were, but he was of the opinion that this had something to do with military activity or else atomic testing, and possibly people, military people, collecting samples from the dead and mutilated cows. But I can't say that was ever proved, and I can't say whether he ever decided that simply wasn't a true case.
I should point out that we tried a couple of times when Chris was co-host of the show to invite Linda Moulton Howe on. And she expressed interest, but I think she then learned that Chris worked with me, and we never heard from her again. I don't think she wants to confront Chris O'Brien in an interview setting.
No, I would imagine not. I think Linda has been most reluctant to step forward and confront her critics, and she has an awful lot of critics.
Well, I would agree with you there, and of course, I always wonder about people who do not want to confront their critics and do not want to discuss things. I'm worried, for example, about Jacques Vallée and Paula Harris, about that book Trinity, where we gave them the opportunity to explain themselves, to deal with the criticisms, and so on and so forth. We had Jacques on for about an hour on one episode, and I wanted to have it again, but they never would send me a copy of the book. I got it elsewhere. They never would send me a copy of the updated edition of the book. And the last letter I had from Paula Harris was, basically, go buy it.
Well,
all right.
But I did. I bought a copy of the book, and I've got it right here. And I read it right through, and I was quite impressed by Jacques Vallée's chapter right at the beginning on the research he did down at the Trinity Test site in New Mexico. And I thought he had gone into things very thoroughly. And he'd also had a lot of interviews with Jose Padilla, who was the older of the two boys who witnessed this UFO crash. Now, I know that people like Kevin Randall say, oh, the whole thing's a complete scam and a hoax put on by the two boys just to make money. But I don't think that Kevin Randall and Douglas Dean Johnson and people have actually read the book, because they know that Jacques Vallée did travel to the Trinity site. He's done a lot of interviewing and collecting, and they collected a certain amount of sort of metal fragments which appeared to come from the crash.
Let's do our break here, guys. Gene, Tim, and George, you're in?
The Pedicast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you love mysteries, you'll love these two books by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. In Mimics, The Others Among Us, you'll learn about the strange beings that can look like us, but are not. In Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters, you'll see the hard evidence of UFOs that has been ignored or even hidden. These books will definitely blow your mind, and both are now available on Amazon.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're talking about Trinity. Was there really something to this crash episode from the days of World War II, the book by Jacques Vallée and Paula Harris? George Wingfield, our guest this week, has been talking about it. We've also been talking back and forth about cattle mutilations, the work of David Perkins. But since we're on Trinity, would you continue where we left off in the last segment?
Okay. Well, when I read the book, I'd been in touch with Jacques Vallée about my book, my earlier book, which was about the Rendlesham Forest case. And I sent him a copy. He said, yes, please send me a copy. And he told me, because I didn't know anything about his book at that time, which was, what, about a year ago? I said, well, I'll get one, and I'll read it, and I'll let you know what I think. And I did that, and I had quite a lengthy email correspondence with Jack. And I said, okay, I accept that these two men, Jose Padilla and Remy Baca, are not lying. I think something did happen here. And I think something definitely did crash at the Trinity site. Well, as you know from what I put up on the Paracast, my take on this is that what actually crashed was not a UFO with aliens on board. It was a military glider sent from Alamogordo Army Airfield, which is where they did all the aeromedical testing, a glider with chimpanzees on board, 3 chimpanzees, which were used as test animals, lab animals. And I eventually came to this conclusion when I found out that one of the most famous chimpanzees in space, Ham, the chimpanzee who was fired into space, it's years ago now, had come from Alamogordo, that is Holloman Air Force Base, and together with many other chimps, he was trained there. And I think it's almost certain that this is what these creatures were. You might say, what on earth would the Army Air Force people at Holloman be doing firing or directing, towing a military glider with chimpanzees on board and letting it land in the Trinity test zone? Well, this was exactly a month after the first Trinity atomic bomb test on July 15, 1945. And I've no doubt that this was a follow-on test, which was planned, should there be any future nuclear tests, to see the effect on chimpanzees if they were flown as soldiers would be in a military glider, into the nuclear test zone. And I think they went ahead with this test, although there wasn't a weapon hadn't just been exploded. It had been exploded a month before. They wanted to see if this was going to work. And the fact that they did this sort of testing is borne out by the fact that they also, the U.S. military, U.S. Army, did tests with volunteers, if you like, soldiers, by putting them in trenches with protective clothing, subsequent nuclear tests at the Nevada test range, within a mile or 2 miles of the explosion. And a lot of them were severely injured, if not killed. A number were killed. This was all extremely secret. And this went on for a number of years. And there's a very good article about that, which I think I put a link to that up on the Paracast previously. This would all make sense. And some people came back at me and said, oh, well, there's no record of chimpanzees being used for aeromedical testing in 1945 or at that time. And freedom of information would show if that had been the case. Well, absolutely not. Freedom of information requests would not show something as secret as that, the secret testing that was being done at that time, and probably never would show, because the military would keep extremely quiet about it. One thing I did have to say to critics of the chimpanzee theory was that in 1950, Holloman Air Force Base, Aeromedical Field Research Center, ordered 75 chimpanzees. That's practically a zoo fill for the aeromedical testing. That's putting them in centrifuges and putting them in ejector seats from high-performance jets and that sort of thing. And if they suddenly ordered out of the blue 75 chimps, it seems highly likely that they had experience of doing experiments with chimpanzees in 1945 or in a few years before that.
I remember one of Tim Beckley's favorite stories involved a guy who back in the 60s had been involved in like a cross-country run, him and a partner. And at one point they got separated, and this was somewhere in the Southwest, New Mexico, Arizona, or Nevada. He came across an area where obviously there had been some kind of military activity, says there was like an old railroad track and what appeared to be parts of a crashed aircraft. And in amongst all this, he found what appeared to be two very small silver gloves. And of course, Beckley always, harped that, these were like, alien gloves or something. But you telling that story just makes me think that this guy ran across possibly one of these test aircraft that had crashed, and that was part of the flight suits of these poor chimps or monkeys or whatever it was they used, because the size would have just been right for a smaller primate.
That's absolutely right. And I pointed out, in my correspondence, I pointed out the fact that Jose Padilla and Remy Baca had, as kids, they were age 7 and 9 when they say this supposed UFO came crashing to Earth at the Trinity site, which is only about 3 miles from the farm where they worked, Padilla Family Ranch. They heard a crash. They didn't see a crash. And then they heard an extraordinary noise, and they went off in the direction to see what had fallen to Earth. And they found a long sort of gouge or gash in the desert, maybe 300 feet long or more. at the end of which was this crashed object. They said it looked like an avocado, slightly squashed avocado, a giant avocado, about 14 feet high. This was the later description. And the two boys who'd ridden there, ridden their horses through the desert in the direction of this, and eventually caught sight of the gouge in the soil and this extraordinary craft, saw that a hole had been ripped in the side of it, and there were these small hombrecitos, little men, three of them. They saw three of them running backwards and forwards in a state of high agitation. And a lot of the vegetation in the desert was on fire from this landing, and wherever it landed had skidded or slid, as I say, 300 or 400 feet. I think it hit a rock or an outcrop or a boulder during its crash landing, and had then gone off at an angle. And this boulder had torn a hole in the side of the, what I say is an aircraft. And this description fits very well the standard military glider, which was used to land troops in war zones during World War II. This obviously for this had been used in many places. It was called a Waco CG-4A glider, and normally it could take about 13 troops and equipment, and it would be towed into the air by some other aircraft, probably an old Dakota or C-46, something of this kind.
Let's break it here. We've got more.
Okay.
Continue with George, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.